Before we get into this podcast with Sugar Sean, check us out. Sugar Sean is fighting Aljamain Sterling. I got my money at Trap Casino right now on my boy Sugar Sean. If you guys want to bet sportsbook, go do this right now. Trap Casino. Click the link in the description. All right, so let me remind you guys, this is for sports betting only. Check this out. Trap Casino is going to match you up to $300. So if you put in $30, they'll match you $30 all the way up to $300. $300 is going to match you $300, okay? Again, use code MARTINSPORTS. When you do this at the checkout, that's where they're going to give you that free money. Let's get into this podcast with Sugar Sean. I'm going to ask him who can win in a street fight. Obviously, you guys already know that it's going to be me, or you don't. You just hate me. And, you know, anyways, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel, turn on the post notifications, all that good stuff. Let's get into it right now.
No. So anyways, I wanted to come here because obviously you have a massive fight coming up.
I do.
And you know, you guys have been working together for years. How many years have you guys actually been working together?
Fuck, probably around 10 at this point. Like, since I moved to Phoenix, pretty much consider us working together.
Have you ever involved like other coaches that are like there for you?
Well, I have strength and conditioning, Brandon Harris, who's, I've been working with him for probably 4 or 5 years now. Augusto Mendez, our jiu-jitsu coach, who's one of the best to ever do it. He's in my corner. So Tim, Brandon, Tank are in my corner, but it's like Tim and Brandon are people I work with multiple times every single week. And then Dan Garner, my nutritionist, it's, you know, not in the fight game, but it's a huge part of the career. So yeah, definitely have a bunch of different coaches, but Tim's like the head coach that kind of runs the MMA stuff.
Yeah. So the fight's on the 19th, right?
Yeah.
As you get closer, do you notice like you're just so much, because you seem super sharp right now. Like mentally sharp.
I haven't smoked
sharp.
Weed.
You what?
I haven't been smoking weed.
At all.
No, I probably over 2 weeks. I took one edible like last Saturday, but that's about it. But yeah, I haven't been smoking. I always feel way more clear-headed and sharp when I'm not smoking, but it's always so fun.
You're having a lot more dreams?
Dreams have been vivid as fuck without smoking. But yeah, I feel sharp. You know, I've been in a long fucking fight camp. Like, we knew about this fight. I knew I was fighting either Aljo or Henry before they fought. So I've known I'm going to fight for a long fucking time. Like, this at the end of it will be the longest training camp I've ever done, for sure, as far as dieting and kind of like.
Do you think that's like draws you out though? Like, if you're doing it for that long? Because I'm thinking as like bodybuilder perspective, you're dieting for this long. Do you think it makes you weaker? Or
no, I think I'm good at, you know, I know what day we need to peak. I know what week we need to peak. And that's where Brandon really comes in handy and kind of the strength and conditioning stuff that I do. It's like we have there. I've had 2 weeks where they've been calm weeks, chill weeks, like really hard. And then easier week, really hard. So we've broken it down in like a 12-week thing. So I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm still able to get up and train fucking hard. I'm not like, God, is this shit over yet? So I feel like we're doing it right.
Yeah, so you feel like you can sustain it.
Yeah.
Does your diet, so I'm assuming like you're obviously training, striking and jiu-jitsu and all that, but like you're talking about the strength training into the fight, you're like ramping up to a point where you feel you're strongest? Or do you not so worry so much about strength towards it?
No, we definitely worry about strength, especially in a guy like Aljamain, who's probably the strongest guy in the division, as far as just from a strength perspective and grappling. He's probably the strongest guy in the division. So yeah, we're definitely focused on strength. But yeah, I am getting sick of my meal plans because it is chicken, quinoa, you know, steak, rice. I don't mind a fucking steak and rice. Hard to beat.
Brandon has you like lifting heavy a little farther out, and then he moves into more explosive stuff and then longer stuff, right?
Yeah. So we're not fucking. Yeah, exactly. We're lifting heavier on the later out in the camp, and then we change it into more explosive shit right now because my weight has to come down too. So I'm not gonna. When I lift heavy, I'll get hungry, bro. I'm sure you fucking know. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Like, you lift, you get hungry.
What's the chirp on like him, like on Aljo, basically like not dieting in time? Because I see you tweeted, you're like, yo, this guy's like.
No, he makes weight. I mean, he's always made weight. I cut weight. I feel like I cut an average amount of weight, normal for the sport. And it's fucking hard, dude. Like, you see me weigh in day. You see any of the guys, it's fucking miserable. He's quite a bit bigger. Like, he's a big motherfucker. And he knows these next couple weeks. I'm still eating good-ass meals. Like, I'm still eating fucking good-ass meals. I'm sure slowly, it's August 4th right now, slowly the closer we get to the weigh-ins, he's going to be – he just has to start eating less.
So he diets into the fights heavy.
I think he's going to crash diet. I mean, that's kind of what Tim had said, and I agree. It seems like he's going to – even right now, he might still be still eating good, but there's going to come to a point where he's going to have to really fucking limit those calories.
Are you basing this off what you know of him, like what he looks like? Like, what is his normal walk-around weight?
He's always bragging about how big he is and how heavy he is and how much he weighs, and he's going up to 145 because he's so big, and he's just, he's been saying that for the last three, four fights, that he's just, these weight cuts are too hard, he's too big. So, I mean, that's just coming from him.
Yeah, and he looks like right now he looks more shredded than he's ever looked.
Yeah, you see a pic. He posted a video the other day. Of,
I saw it flexing.
He said after his workout too, which a lot of MMA jiu-jitsu workouts, you'll lose 6-7 pounds of water weight. He said after his workout he was 157 pounds. So what's that?
We're fighting at 135, and he's probably 160 still.
Oh shit!
Like he cuts. So I mean, he wakes the weight. It's not. Some people say, oh, that's cheating, or he's a weight bully. I mean, it's he makes the weight, but that.
But. Yeah,
he cuts a lot of you lose a lot of brain fluid when you cut that much weight, when you're that dehydrated. That's where I'm like,
just that dieting in general, where you have to like crash to a weight, that's just harder. That's harder to compete at that weight. I know it for sure.
Yeah,
it must
be. I mean, he went 5 fives with Henry Cejudo, who was the double champ. Who is? I mean, he's still performing. He's still making weight. He's still doing good. He's defended the belt more than any bantamweight has ever defended the belt. He's in his prime. He's 33.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it's going to play a role or not, but you know, I like to think it is. And you see, it's science. You cut that much weight, you dehydrate yourself that much, it is not good for your brain.
Yeah.
You cannot take the shot that you would be able to take not cutting that much weight. And I fucking find people's chins.
Yeah.
And like, he's never faced anyone like Shug, and Shug's never faced anyone like him. So
yeah, I want to talk about that. I mean, this is probably going to be one of your harder fights. Your hardest fight.
100%. I mean, yeah. We'll see. I go out there and knock him out early. You could say it wasn't. But as far as the skill set he has, yeah, he's the best guy I've ever fought, for sure.
Yeah. This guy, we watched the last one. I mean, this guy's just – he's planning to just take you down, I'm assuming. That's his plan.
Yeah, there's zero secret on what his game plan is or what mine is. My game plan is do not let him grab me. His game plan is grab me. It's very simple. For me, it's a simple game plan, hard to execute. Don't let him grab me. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
He fought Corey Sandhagen, who's similar style, same lanky, literally sprinted right at Corey Sandhagen, took him down, choked him out in 45 seconds. Like, could have
small
been
cage,
less than that. But.
Small cage. But yeah, he's going to want to come in there and get the job done quick. I feel like he's been saying he has these injuries and he's not, his weight cuts are too hard. So I feel like he's going to come in there and try to get the job done early. Could really fuck him over in the later rounds.
You don't think he's just sandbagging, like all the complaining about his weight cuts?
I do a little bit think, because he's been saying he's like seriously injured for like 8 months, and he goes and fights Henry Cejudo 5-5, so yeah. Didn't look injured at all. So he might be, I'm not taking it into, like, I'm not like, okay, he's injured, I'm gonna go in there, he's injured. Don't I'm expecting him to have a good weight cut and be healthy.
Yeah, be 100%.
And he's gonna be more confident than he's ever been, so.
Yeah.
So is your training shifted or changed, knowing like this is who you're going to go against? Like, are you changing the way that you're training?
My training camps have pretty much always been like, all right, they're going to try to take you down.
Yeah.
He's just the best in the world at it. But yeah, my training camps, I would say as far as Peter Yan one wasn't as much as like, all right, he's going to try to take you down and grapple fuck you, because he's such a good boxer. He's such a good kickboxer that in my head, I'm like, this dude ain't going to fucking shoot on me. And that was a mental mistake. I went in there thinking it was going to be a kickboxing match. Constantly, we're still grappling. I didn't literally just kickbox that camp. I was still grappling, but I was not expecting him to shoot as much as he did. But I forget, that's just what happens when I start putting hands on people, they're going to shoot. So I'm expecting Aljamain to come in there and shoot.
Yeah. What round do you think is going to end in? A real prediction. It's so hard. Asking you this is so tough.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I go out there, take him out in the first round. That's how I've always wanted my fights to go. I've always wanted to go out there and put people's lights out in the first round. And you look at my career, my UFC, well, even before that, I at least, if I don't finish him in the first round, I do drop people at least in the first round. I will find his chin. And like I said, he's cutting a lot of weight, so it's going to be up to his chin to decide if he can take those shots. Yeah. And I have to deliver those shots before he does get a hold of me. But I am very confident. I'm very hard to take down. I'm not easy to take down. He's not going to go in there and just be able to grab me super easy. So I do believe in my skill set to avoid the takedown, the wrestling defense, and to find his chin.
Yeah. Damn. I'm so fucking excited for this fight, man.
It's a big fight.
Like, this is like, I always feel so, because I can know you, it's always so personal. I'm like, when we watch these fights, we get so fucking riled up.
Yeah. You were there when fucking in Abu Dhabi. I mean, you saw me I think you saw me after I fought Peter, like right after I fought Peter. Bro. I was fucking
I gotta say, this was like you, people would never see, because they don't show this shit.
Yeah.
Like after the fact. So we saw you before getting hyped up, putting your raps on, like literally like.
Dialed.
We all were like, we probably can't go say something to him right now because you were so zoned in. Like, it would have been awkward if we came up to you. And then after the fight, this is after the yawn, right? Remember you come into the hallway and you're like literally like you look like you were dying. Like you were hurt.
I gave every single last bit of energy I had. You know, I literally left it all out there. And that's how I got the job done. I had to literally give everything I had out there. And yeah, and he hit me with a hard left hand in the second round. So I was definitely concussed. You get cracked like that, you're concussed. And if you've never had a concussion, you don't understand how that makes you feel. But concussions fucking suck.
I bet you if you had a heart rate monitor on during that fight, it'd be 210.
Dude, it probably hit 210 for real.
It's so crazy. Look, and I think this fighting shit in general is just the most like one of the intense things you could ever do as far as sports goes.
As far as, 100%. That's fighting. I mean,
you guys are literally like going there to fucking kill each other.
It's kill or be killed in there. Obviously, there's a ref. Obviously, there's a time limit. But mentally, it's kill or be killed for pretty much everyone that steps in there. And if it's not, those guys probably aren't winning.
Yeah. When did you, because like training for that, right? Because when I think about the fighting, it's like that's the thing that I know that, I guess it's just repetition. Because there's that fight or flight response when you're going to fight someone that like, you know, most people normally would like, they get in a fight at a bar, that shit lasts like, they have like 15, 20 good seconds of a fight and then they're out because of how much adrenaline dump. When you, like at what point in your career did you start to get a handle on like that flow where like you didn't feel like, because I'm assuming in your earlier career, you probably would get into fights and you'd have more of that dump where you're like, oh, I'm tired fast.
Yeah, I had 12 amateur MMA fights, 4 boxing fights, 4 kickboxing fights. So by the time I turned pro, I had it pretty dialed in. I had a lot of experience before I even turned pro.
Okay.
Even your 8th fight, like in Great Falls, Montana, though, like still weren't the best with your energy. Remember in the rounds you'd be having your hands on your knees
as an amateur. I was. I mean, I definitely fucking had to go through a learning phase, but
that's the difference between like an amateur and a pro, though. It's just being like efficient with your energy. That's the biggest thing that
some
no one
pros
talks about.
Still don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a game changer for sure. Being efficient.
Well, that
with
seems
your energy.
To be like besides obviously the technical skill and like the cardiovascular, like that literal mental stimulation that like shoots up, where you have to be able to keep it in some sort of range, so it's not. You're not dumping all that adrenaline. You're like, oh, now I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
And then, and then you go in there and hurt somebody, and you're almost got them finished. So then you go out there and try to empty the tank, and now you're just like, fuck. But if you ask almost any pro fighter what their biggest fear is probably just gassing out.
Yeah.
Just gassing out. That'd be my biggest fear, 100%. That's my biggest fear for
That's
sure.
That's why I know when you get in your fights, you're going to give them hell for a good minute.
Once you gas out, it doesn't matter how fucking skilled you are. If you're gassed
out. Oh, you're
out,
done. You can't fight.
Done. Yeah, you're
fucked. Your arms are just like, you can't do shit.
Yeah. And mentally, you break. You're just like, fuck, there's nothing I can do. You start looking for a way out.
Just waiting to get knocked out or what? Like,
yeah.
Fuck. That's a scary shit.
Yeah, fighting's fucked up.
So it is. How long do you think you're going to do this shit for?
It's probably just until my body's done, or if I, you know.
This is the crazy thing about that statement, though. Is like when does a fighter really know that? Because like fighters, they just keep going. Because a part of being obviously a great fighter is you're gonna that line of when I can't, like when my body says I can't, you're gonna fight that.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'm gonna make enough money to where, I mean, I don't really have to fight for money. Obviously, they're always going to be intriguing, huge paydays. But even right now, I have 5 houses, and I don't have to. I truly believe I don't have to fight ever again. If I was very smart with my money, which I am, I could retire right now and never have to fight again.
Yeah.
So I'm already kind of getting to the point to where I'm like, I get to fucking do this. I don't have to go fight so I can pay something off. I am, you know. So I don't know. We'll see. I think I'm going to take care of my body, continue to eat clean, train smart and do my recovery stuff, but I definitely want to continue to do this for the at least minimum the next 5 years. I want to be active 2-3 fights a year, and I fucking just love performing. And yeah, so.
So my question to that, because like that's the thing, you know, you think about Connor, not that Connor just made a bunch of money and just fucked off, but to your point of not having to fight, mm-hmm. how do you keep the same sort of like fire and energy when it comes to the fight, when you know you don't have to do it? You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's what people.
I think it's just the mindset. It's perspective. I get to do it. I don't have to. I get to. I want to. But who knows? I could have $100 million in the bank. Like, man, I really – because going through these fucking fight camps is brutal. It's tough. Going through dieting, cutting weight, it fucking sucks. So something in my mind could for sure switch. Right now, it doesn't seem like it's going to switch anytime soon. I want to continue fighting. I want to – get in the octagon. I want to be the biggest star in the UFC. So I don't know. That
I still
switch.
Think you're destined for that. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
Some guys just like, so they define themselves as a fighter. Like, look at Tony Ferguson. I think he's on a 6-fight losing yeah. streak.
Fuck, that was tough.
I don't know if he has anybody around him saying, hey, brother, like, there's you're going to live another life after this.
Yeah.
Do you think he should hang up the gloves yeah. after that last fight?
6-fight losing yeah, streak. I mean,
for sure. He's gotten concussed so much, been through so many different fight camps. He's not on the winning end of a lot of it. Maybe go a different route. But every person you run into, they say, when's your next fight?
Yeah.
Or they bring up fighting. They're just literally defined as a fighter. So it's hard for people who've dedicated 20 plus years to that to move on.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get that obviously from a different perspective. Just like not at all hardcore related to fighting, but just in general on YouTube, and like people connect you to what they want to connect you to, and then you kind of live off of that, and you have to like try to like see past that. And it's hard sometimes. Like you said, people come up to you and be like, well, what about this? What about that? I guess kind of on that line, like what else would you be doing? If like, would you just continue podcasting? Like
I already have, you know, one princess, one little daughter. I think just having more kids, building a tribe sounds fucking fun. Like that sounds fun. I'm excited for the next part of my life when I do retire. To have, you know, a couple kids, maybe a bunch of kids.
But competition-wise, like you're a competitor, what would you do?
Spike ball. No jokes. I think jiu-jitsu, no-gi jiu-jitsu. I definitely want to get back in the gi. I don't feel like there's like time right now in my training, especially I feel like I'm bouncing from training camp to be in a gi. No-gi training's fucking fun. I can do that when I'm, you know, 40, 45. You can still do that, especially if I take care of myself. When I can't necessarily fight, I could do no-gi competitions. Just continue to do jiu-jitsu, just being around the gym. Tim teaches every single night, and it's like fun for him. Like it's yeah. not like it's like he has to go to work. It's he comes in and you know trains his soldiers. And I think, who knows, maybe like Tim and I find a young stud that's coming up, and when I'm kind of exing it out, and we take him under our wing. I've learned so much shit in this fucking game that yeah. I have a lot of knowledge to give back to, so that's always fun. Being around the UFC, I think, like going to fight weeks with one of our soldiers would be fucking fun. So I'll probably continue to be in the game one way or another. But yeah, I think once it's my time to go, you know, I think I have the right tools mentally to be able to figure it out.
Yeah, and I think you have a ton of range, even just outside of fighting. Obviously, you've proven yeah. that with social media content and shit.
It is scary to think about, though, like thinking about some of these guys saying that that's their last fight. I'm like, whoa. It is, it kind of gives you that little whoa, but, yeah. You know, it has to happen. So
yeah, at some point. So I guess I feel like everyone would really be mad if I don't ask you this question. or they'll be mad when I ask you this question. Either way, I think you know what question is coming next. Because Steve asked me this on his podcast, and I was like, that's a tough one. Who wins in a street fight, me or you?
Street fight.
In my opinion, is it in a basketball court or is it in a cage?
A street fight. Well, yeah,
well no, there's we got space.
A lot of space.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, somewhere on a on
if
the
it's not a, if it's not a tight if it's not like somewhere super like a room like this, I wouldn't like my odds as much. But like a wide open space, I'm 100% not gonna get as tired as you. It would yeah. be very hard for you to just grab a hold of me. I've been defending that for the last 12 years, not letting people grab a hold of me. But no one's tried as strong as you. But even if you did just grab a hold of me, there's other issues you got to worry about. Don't let me fucking grab your neck at all. Don't let me take your back. I could probably I got a couple little takedowns that I'd probably be able to get to your back and choke you. That's how I would have to guess.
What the streets are different though. You get his back and get slammy on the concrete.
That's true.
It's so true.
Different. You jump backward and slam me. I'm not in a good position unless I don't know. That's a good point. I wouldn't want to test it. I wouldn't want to fucking do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do it either. I like you a lot.
It would be scary. I would be scared. Yeah. I'd be like, but that would also probably make me more dangerous, being like, it's, if it's actually life or death.
Yeah,
that's, you know, I feel like I have, I'd like to think I have the skills to be able to kill you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
but I would also,
and you have a daughter,
want to find out. Yeah, and I got something to live for. I'm like, I got a fucking family I got to feed. But yeah, I wouldn't like to find out. You versus Tim would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tim's obviously way bigger than me.
How much you weigh?
Still smaller than you.
About 200.
Yeah. Mm. You're very skilled, though.
Yeah, Tim can, he can box. He can, you know, he
for,
can.
For Bradley, it'd have to just be like, he's so strong and explosive and powerful. People think you're like some clunky bodybuilder.
Yeah, I know.
Seeing
that.
You race 6'9", though, I was like, that motherfucker can move, too.
But I did see you swing that baseball bat. You ain't got the hips.
Okay,
like,
well, that's.
It was a little femmy.
Wait
a
second.
It was a little gay.
That's funny.
You weren't warmed up, though. You weren't.
No, I wasn't warmed up. I mean, baseball's not my thing, man.
No, definitely, yeah. It's a different. I literally grew up fucking swinging that bat. But yeah, I think people underestimate like how strong you really are because they.
But athletic, too.
And athletic, yeah. It's a fucking dangerous combination. I would rely on you get like. Trying to get your heart rate up. And
yeah.
You'd have to just defend yourself for a while, wait till he starts to spike, makes a mistake, and then...
Try to stomp his knee, maybe, kick him in the gut a little bit, yeah. Run, though. Yeah, but if you grab a hold, I mean, it's not... I don't like... I would not want to be there, for sure.
He's going to slam you.
Yeah, because I mean, you could definitely like pick me up. I heard...
I'd have to get to his legs, start tearing up his knees.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Fuck, try to take your ankles out.
You heard what?
When Brandon was talking about Demetrius Johnson, you being on... I think, did he say that even if you get on top of him... I don't know. I mean, I don't know how Demetrius' jiu-jitsu is off his back on there, really.
But. He's competing in the Gi Master Worlds black belt. But didn't he say, he said, see you soon? He tweeted that.
Something like that, Demetrius? Yeah. Well, I was talking about doing a podcast with him.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. I think Brendan just offered up, like, fucking fight him. But it's like, I don't.
He's see, probably, you'd meet him and be like, this is one of the nicest guys I've ever fought.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, all these guys. Like, I don't think any of these guys are just assholes for the most part.
There's some fucking dipshits out there.
Who?
I guess probably...
Sean Strickland, who knows how he'd act?
Yeah, Sean Strickland.
That guy, I see clips of him. He don't give a fuck.
He's a nut, bro.
He's funny.
He does not give a fuck.
He's
Thank
funny.
God there's fighting because he's meant to be a fighter.
Did you hear him on Rogan? He's like, I just want to kill someone. I just know it would feel good. He said that like five times. And Rogan would like try to go away from the topic. And then he'd be like, well, I was walking down the street with my girlfriend. I just said, what if I did kill someone? They kept bringing it up. I'm like, holy shit.
He seems crazy.
He's a funny time.
But he also talked about his past and his childhood, and it's like, okay, that makes sense. He's retarded.
Anyone else?
I guess not really.
Like,
do you think of?
Let's talk about Aljamain. Do you really like not like that guy, or is it just fight beef?
He has what I want. He's the champ. I want to be the champ. He seems like he seems like if he trained here and we were teammates, we'd be buddies. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like he's like a douchebag by any means.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm
also not getting pay-per-view points, so.
Yeah. Oh, you're not.
If I was, I'd be like, fuck! No, no, yeah, I mean, I'm kidding. But yeah,
Wait, are you not getting pay-per-view points, actually?
No, as a champ in the UFC, it's very, 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 very few people have gotten UFC pay-per-view money from not being champs. I think Connors, Jorge might have been an exception. But yeah, you don't get it unless you're defending your belt. So
he gets pay-per-view.
He is, yes. Okay. That's why he wants this fight so bad. He knows.
This is the biggest fight he's ever had.
This is his biggest. This is his biggest paycheck.
Dang, he's going to get a bag.
He's getting a bag.
So regardless of how beat up he is, he's going to show up.
Yeah, he's going to show up. He'll make it.
You know what I find about that so interesting? Like the same reason why like you get so much kind of like, obviously you get tons of love, right? But you get some hate because people are like, does he deserve to have these opportunities? You're also like in this position, that guy knows just as much as we'll know, knowing his views and like your popularity. They're like, you're offering up a massive bag to be just to be in a fight with him in relationship to you. Not that he's not a great fighter, not that he doesn't deserve that chance, but what do you say to the people that are like, yo, like, why are you having this chance? And because people will kind of say like, oh, because he's friends with Dana and all this kind of shit. I read all that.
Yeah, no, I see it a little bit. I really don't see it too much, but I know it's there. I mean, I beat Peter Yan, who's the number one guy in the world, and they said whoever wins that fight gets a title shot. I think it's pretty fucking simple. I beat the number one guy in the world, and now I fight the champ.
Yeah,
you know, so I mark it down as that. It's simple. It is what it is. UFC is a business. They're not gonna put. They want to make the most money they possibly can every fight. who versus Aljamain Sterling is going to make them the most money?
Yeah.
Me. Oh, and I just beat the number one guy in the, who was the number one guy in the world. That makes sense. So it's pretty fucking simple.
Yeah. 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 So if you win this, who do you think's your contender?
There's a couple options. There, you know, Cheeto's fighting on that card. He's fighting Pedro Munhoz, and that could be a possibility, even though he did just get absolutely wrecked by Corey Sandhagen. Corey's fighting Rob Font this weekend. That's a big fight. Those are probably the two biggest fights right now. I don't know. I'll probably try to pick the worst guy that I. Pick the worst guy that I can find and say.
I love
whoever, whoever I have the best chance of knocking out is who I want to fight. People are like, that's so stupid. I'm like, really? Fucking, you're telling me, huh?
Yeah. I love how fucking honest you are. Bro, I mean, that's hilarious.
But they're all, I say it and it's kind of funny, but realistically, they're all fucking killers, dude. Everybody in the top 10 is a fucking dog. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's whoever I match up best against. It's pretty fucking simple to me. Do I have the opportunity to pick? We'll see. It's not like I'm not fucking Sean White.
Yeah, you're not making those picks.
I could snowboard though. Wait, did he skate or snowboard?
Snowboard.
Okay.
You nailed that actually.
But UFC's gonna do what they want. Will they say, hey, who do you want to fight? Possibly. So we'll see.
Yeah. But do you feel like whoever it is you'd fight no matter what?
Whoever it is.
Whoever they pick, you're like, you're down for it. You want that fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to say no and then not fight. If they say, hey, this is who you're fighting, and it's someone I don't want to fight, I'll say, hey, are you sure? And they say, yeah. And I'll say, all right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a massive card. It will be a massive card if I'm on it. There's always a card in December in Vegas. I fucking win, lose, or draw. I want to be on that card. I want to keep fighting. I want to stay active. So, ideally, I go defend my belt in December in Las Vegas.
Oh man.
And party at Resorts World at Zouk and fucking have a hell of a time.
That'd be so much fun.
Oh god. Yeah.
So if you lose this fight, what's your path then?
December. Fight whoever they give me or whoever they offer me and yeah, I want to fight in December regardless. Ideally, it's so hard to say. Obviously, I fucking broke my foot one fight. I fractured my thumb one fight. So there's time. I want to get out of this fight not injured, so I can fight again. That's what I love to do. I love fighting, love performing, and that's the plan. So December's the plan, regardless, win or lose.
Yeah, keep fighting.
Yeah,
I love it, man. What about your personal life? How's everything there? Is everything anything different? Anything changed? You still doing the open relationship thing or?
In camp, but I don't really fuck chicks, unfortunately. It's just not on my radar as much. I get horned up still, want strange and shit, but I avoid that. And just, you know, that always comes with complications inside the relationship. So I completely avoid that in the camp. So, like I said, it's been a long camp. It's been a long time since I had some strange.
When do you think you're going to find a girl where it's like, okay, this is the last puss I'm feeling for the rest of my time on the planet?
Yeah, I am for sure. That's what I want, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm 34. I'm getting to a point where like I just want a family, you know. Like I have everything else, and I keep going forward, keep growing. But like I'm not interested in like nonsense anymore.
You think you can find that in LA?
Yeah, how would you be able to find it?
Oh, that's the complicated part, right? Like there's places like I believe that I found it in certain cases, and then it's like, you know, my fears of like, man, well, what if this fucking backfires on me? That kind of shit will come up because I've been around for so long and I've seen so much. That like,
or Steiny fucks your girl or something.
Oh, that would never happen.
I saw that
dumbass clip.
I saw the whole pod.
His plan was like, yeah, well, I'll fuck her and then like she'll remember how good she had it with you and stay with you. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I love Steiny. That fucker's funny, bro.
Yeah, he's funny. He's funny. So yeah, I mean, like that's definitely the goal, man. Is to settle down for sure. Because like I'm done with all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Trying to find a good mom, baby mama.
Yeah,
that's find a good mom, dude. Man. Baby mama,
dude. Just having just a girl that you can trust who truly loves you, it's like
it has your back.
Feel lucky.
I feel like sure. I feel like LA. I've only been there a few times, so I don't have like a perfect perception of it. But I feel like LA would be hard to find that fucking.
Especially in his job, all in the gym, going there,
all those chicks. I couldn't do it. I would have to fucking. I don't think I could do it, G.
Yeah,
maybe you should try to get your testosterone low as possible.
Yeah, just that's bust tough. Like six like, nuts before you leave
just
the
looking
door.
At girls and just like
get it so low that I just don't even want to do it. No, it's like I'm past that, like mentally, because I've done it all, man. I've been through all that.
Yeah,
like,
but you get with a girl for 6 months and you're fucking good, and then you start craving that extra strange again. That's the issue. You can stay with one girl, like it's no issue for a little while.
Do you think you'll be able to block that though?
Yes, because Because I'll tell you, man, it's like fighting. It's like once you know you have to do it. Like I'm at a point in my life where like I'd rather have the peace of mind knowing that like I got someone solid than like I just have some extra puss. Yeah. I'm really at that point in my life.
Even if she just like pisses you off one day and like won't gives suck you, an you excuse. Up, but then there's this well, what? 10 well, what? Who won't suck you up or okay. something, and then there's this 10 at your gym that's just like I'll suck you. No one will know.
Dude, no, I've been there, bro. I've made those mistakes. Like I've already made those mistakes that I know it's like okay, I don't want to continue to make these same mistakes because it's caused so much more turmoil
better
in my
man
life
than me
trying to like fix it or fucking make it better, man.
Yeah. God, but a little suck up. That's just society's in your head saying, we want you to be this guy. You got to fight that feeling. Yeah.
Why do they want, why is it that way?
Religion. That's just how, I mean, it's comes down to religion.
Hollywood movies.
Monogamy is just like what they've pushed on us since we were kids. So anything you think different is fucked up. And no one else really lives that lifestyle. So it's fucked up. I don't know. It's complicated though. It's fucking complicated.
Well, remember I asked you the question about like, would you let another, like if you believe that, would you let another guy be with your girl? You said no though.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah, no. So like, so
that's I'm a king. I pay for everything. I treat Danny like a queen. If I get a little puss on the side, what does that have to do with anything? I got testosterone running through my veins. That's fucking simple. I wouldn't say that if I was in the opposite position. If I wasn't paying for everything, if I wasn't, you know, if I wasn't successful in any sort of way, and I was just like fucking maybe an average Joe, I probably wouldn't be fair. But I feel like I'm fucking King Kong.
Then you'd have to hide it.
I'm fucking King Kong, baby.
Because of what you have to offer.
I feel like, I mean, Andrew Tate explains it well. It's status.
Yeah.
Status.
So you know,
I got status, so I can fucking. But I don't know. It's like I said, in camp, that's not a thing. After camp, it's, you know, Danny's never fine with it. I mean, she has been. She's gone through phases. But then we have a baby, and then her hormones change, and then it's like this and that. But I'm a crazy motherfucker, dude. I am on a leash. I put myself on a leash. I have to live a very disciplined lifestyle. I could for sure go out, do some fucking bumps and go off the rails easily. Like if I didn't have discipline, I would be a fucking, oh, dude, I would be a fucking crazy, I'd be Connor.
Booger
for
sugar.
Sure. I'd be hitting booger sugar on my fucking yacht and blow all my money. But I do live a very disciplined life. And if I want to get a little bit of pussy sometimes, what the fuck?
I'm not judging. I understand it.
It makes me a better man.
Damn. After the puss, the side puss, you're like,
don't you think a little bit sometimes? You get some strange, you get out of your system. You're like,
it almost
fuck,
makes
yeah.
you love your main partner, like, more.
Yeah, just manipulate them. You'll be all right. Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah. I fucking treat Danny good as fuck. I treat her like a queen. She would never, you know, I treat her good. I give her a fucking very, very, very good life. She does, you know, she's passionate about her work, her hair, and she works twice a week. She doesn't have to work at all, but she chooses to work twice a week. She's set. She's good. Like,
that's the thing. If your relationship's not good, your sex isn't good, like, then there's no way that's going to ever work.
Yeah, that's such an important piece to it. It's like, I can't not be fucking Danny ever and then be like, I want some strange.
And
like,
her having the security that you want to be with her forever.
Yeah, yeah. I got to be giving her some good Deezy Weezy to be able to get some on the side for sure. Your relationship has to be 100% good. Can't be any questioning. Can't be any fighting. It's got to be good to be able to do that. And like I said, I haven't got no strange in a long time, but I've been in camp, so... Hopefully after this fight, I'm like, hey, boo, you know what time it is. I'm fucking blonde with some big natural titties.
You like a blonde?
I go through phases.
Really?
Oh, fuck, yeah. I be craving some strange, different strange all the time. A little blonde, maybe a black chick. I haven't had a black chick.
Ever?
Fire. Never. Never a fucking sexy
But what's
black
the
chick.
Other option, though? What do most other guys do?
Cheat
and
lie.
They just cheat.
Okay. 90%. If we're being honest, that's the truth. Yeah, most people just lie.
I'm gonna get so much shit for sitting here saying this, but most of the guys listening to this that think it's fucked up, most of them probably cheat on their girls.
Let your girl look through your phone.
And yeah, exactly. If you guys are sitting there listening to this with your girl right now, judging me.
I love
Let that. Your girl grab your phone right now and look through every message.
You just ended a lot of relationships.
I know.
Yo, fuck.
But it's for real. I get judged for it, and it's not even like
people do judge. I remember.
I'm not fucking a chick every week, every month. There's half. I can go half a year without getting strange. I'm not saying I don't want it more, but it's not like I'm fucking chicks all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you do make a really good point. Like, most people would just, they just lie about it. They just do dirt. Like, and they're not transparent about it. They're not honest about it. They're just doing shit anyways and just, like, hiding it.
But then there's the other thing. It's like, okay, do you want to be, can you be a higher, can you be your higher self and avoid that and not do that? Yeah.
I think, but I don't want to.
I can. I definitely, I'm there.
One day I can get there.
Bro, I'm there. How old are you?
33.
Yeah, 30. Maybe you just need one more year. I'm 34.
Well, I've been with my girl for 13 years, and she's like the perfect girl. Like,
he gets more strange than I do.
Like, she really is. We have a good life. Yes, I do pay for everything and take care of her well. But I want to be with her forever. Like, she's my girl, and she knows that.
Yeah, that's super important. I think I'm gonna hit you up in 6 months after you get a girl and say,
every time I've gotten strange, like, there hasn't been once where it's even crossed my mind, I'd rather be with that girl than Mariah. Never even once in my life.
He's good at just fucking hitting it, not even knowing their name or their weight. He'll hit a 230 and dip.
230?
No.
230?
We had a bet the other day. I didn't. Him and our buddy Sono had a bet the other day that it was with, I think, Gaethje in one of the fights. And his was, he has to hook up with a chick over like 210 or something. He won the bet, but he was like, oh, yeah, all right. That wasn't even a fucking fine, loss for you. You were pumped about that.
Yeah, right, bitch.
Fuck, dude. I get it. I mean, yeah. I just have to let it go. I'm just at a point where I got to let it go, man.
It's going to be tough for you, too, because just your status, girls you're around, you travel, and it's like this whole thing for maybe a normal dude who just works a normal job. Maybe it wouldn't be as hard, but for someone like you, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
But then it's like, you can't get a girl. You can't get a girl and have this kind of relationship right off the rip. You got to gain some sort of trust. And
create that safety. So, okay, next topic, though, on this. Who do you think wins? Obviously, when they see this pod, it's going to be on Tuesday. We'll be after the fact. Who do you think wins this weekend, Nate Diaz? Because we're filming this on – this literally the fight's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nate Diaz and Jake Paul.
I am fucking
– I want to see how this ages.
For this fight. I am so excited for this fight. It's like being in the UFC, being an MMA fighter, and then it's Nate Diaz. He's a fucking legend. Yeah, so you almost feel like kind of guilty. Like, I do like Jake. I've met him a few times. I would say we're considered buddies, and I think his career has been super inspiring. Honestly, like, it's he was going down a path and found boxing, and it's a cool story. And you know, I relate to him on a lot of levels. So I do like Jake, and I think. Fuck, he looks in shape. Before this, I watched the weigh-ins. Jake looks is in the best shape he's ever looked. Nate doesn't look bad. He looks pretty good, but he's never, like, super shredded. I think he's looked more shredded against other guys, but that was at 155. That's when he cut some weight. He's fighting at 185. He's fighting in a weight class. He weighed in with his jeans on and shoes. Like,
dude, and
wait,
and,
what?
And Jake Paul, like,
he probably weighs 185 during the fight.
He has this whole new team, Sugar Shane Mosley. He's been in the game. Nate hasn't been in the boxing. Like, he's been in the boxing game, obviously, but part-time. Maybe I'm boxing 3 times a week or twice a week. Jake Paul's doing it every day. If I had to bet money right now, it'd be Jake Paul decision.
You think a decision?
Yeah.
What round?
Well, it's
decision.
10 rounds.
Decision, sorry. Yep. Decision. 10 rounds. Just at the end of it.
Yeah.
It is 10 rounds. Nate said he wanted 10 rounds. It was scheduled for 8. Jake did agree to those terms. That shows fucking some serious confidence. And Jake knows, like, if the fight goes longer, it probably leans towards Nate. But he must be confident in some serious good shape. But
he looks the most jacked he's ever looked.
He's good at finding that right hand.
Besides, like, obviously we're talking about the fighting stuff. But I'm curious because, like, you as a fighter, you're basing who you think could win just off of how in shape they look. Because that seems like the first thing you said was, like, this guy looks in better shape, which I find so
interesting. I was thinking he looks in better shape than he's looked in previous fights as far as that's how serious he's taking it. You don't look like that without training fucking hard, especially his – like, he's not a shredded – like, his brother Logan has different genes. Like, he's shredded. Jake didn't have those kind of – like, he looks like he's in fucking good-ass shape. He's kind of ripped for –
condition.
Yeah, he looks like he's in really fucking good shape. And he probably learned a lot losing to Tommy. Like, that was probably one of the best things for his career, is losing to Tommy. It wasn't a bad loss, but it was a loss that probably stung. So he probably got back to the drawing board and, you know, learned a lot. And he does find that right hand. He landed that right hand a lot on Tommy. Tommy ate it. He kind of rolled with it. And Tommy's a young buck. Nate's taken a lot of damage. He's never been knocked out. He's never been dropped, I don't think, maybe once, but... That adds up.
And
39,
and 38, and he's going to be fighting someone 200 pounds, too.
Jake's a big boy.
Yeah, Jake's big. So this is interesting though, because like after this fight, whoever wins this fight seems like they have a shot at potentially fighting Connor. Like what they're talking about, Nate fighting Connor as like in the trilogy, and then I think Connor made a tweet said like regardless he wants to fight Nate of this outcome, but like it seems like Jake would have an opportunity if he kept trolling to actually get in the ring with Connor.
I don't think Connor ever goes. Connor's not a big. He's big, but he's not a big guy. Like he's. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, he's not super tall, but he is pretty thick. But on the Full Send Jake's podcast, yeah. Nate Diaz said, "If he beats me, I'm going to try to whoop his ass again." So he might do that MMA thing.
Yeah, Jake seemed very serious about fighting him in MMA. He said, he said he'll choke him.
He said 10 mil challenge. He said 10 mil to fight him.
It'd probably be in the PFL. Jake's signed with the PFL, obviously. That's fucking interesting. I'm excited. I like watching that shit. Jake, win or lose. We'll have, I mean, lose. Let's say loses. What does he do next?
Well, I was talking to Shaw about this. Like, do you think, I want your opinion on this. Do you think Jake will continue fighting if he loses this?
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, I think he's kind of adopted boxing as a lifestyle. Maybe not. I could be completely wrong, but.
Once you get a crazy kid like he is, he seems to be, and then he's got a disciplined routine.
I think he will.
He falls in love with that disciplined routine. Without that disciplined routine, it's like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, there's still big fights. He's still a massive character. Maybe fight guys that are not pro boxers. Go back to fucking fighting other guys and make. Have fun doing that. Jake versus KSI, regardless, is a big fight.
Yeah.
Win or lose. There's big fights out there. He'll continue to make
big fights. Talking about the biggest fight I think he'd ever make, and I think this is probably their plan, just based on me looking at it from the outside, is Logan and Jake.
Logan versus Jake?
The biggest fight they could ever make.
Yeah, I mean, that would be massive. I don't think they'll ever do that. I wouldn't ever want to fight a teammate that I kind of grew up training with and stuff. I wouldn't want to do that. There's no way I would fight my brother, even if he was skilled, like... There's just no fucking way you'd want to hurt. There's no chance, in my opinion.
You don't think they would, though? Because I feel like they're so competitive with each other.
Yeah, I think if they did, I wonder if they would be like, hey, just don't throw full power. Let's go have a war. Don't clinch down on your knuckles.
Make like an exhibition match.
Yeah, but... Yeah. I mean,
I don't know, because I think they're so competitive. One will come in and be like, yeah, we'll do this. And then he'll catch one and be like, wait a sec, what the fuck? You know how friends end up fighting.
Yeah.
And it always gets too serious. Because like, did you see the press? I think they had him sit down. And they were saying how Logan was trying to take this fight from Jake.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm like, I'm used to that or something.
Classic
shit.
Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like they seem very competitive with each other.
Yeah.
All right, guys, quick interruption from the podcast. Check us out. Green Chef. If you guys have been wondering what you should or shouldn't be eating or like how you should or shouldn't be eating, obviously, first off, you need to get a meal plan. But check this out. Green Chef, if you guys have your meal plan, they make it really, really easy for you. Green Chef will send you all the ingredients along with your food. So it's like, instead of going to the grocery store, which is why I like it, instead of going and like buying all the ingredients, okay, I'm going to make this like chicken dish with like, you know, this side or like these veggies. Like they basically have it all kind of like plug and play and you pick it and it's all sent to your door. Super easy, super convenient. At the same time, it's dope because it's customizable where like if you are ordering for yourself, for example, and you're like, okay, let's say like this week went by and you felt like, man, I feel like I need a little bit more, like maybe more veggies in your diet or you wanted more snacks. You can go and just like pick to add snacks so you can kind of like customize what your day looks like, how it's going to show up basically at your door. Super convenient, like I said. And honestly, I'd say the best part about Green Chef is that like it takes the guesswork out of like you figuring out what you should or shouldn't eat, because all the stuff's going to be clean based on like what you select, what you pick, whether it's like a keto type meal plan or like a vegan or a vegetarian type meal plan. Everything's kind of like laid out for you. So you just kind of pick. And then as you kind of go through it and as you use the service, it allows you to kind of like go back and, okay, I want more of this or I want more of that. So if you guys want to check out Green Chef, go to greenchef.com/rawtalk50. Put in code rawtalk50 to get 50% off your order today, plus free shipping. Again, that's greenchef.com/rawtalk50. Put in code rawtalk50. Support your boy. Let's get back into this podcast. Eat right. Stop playing.
Hey, bro, I think in that position, whoever gets the fight, fucking you, good job. You fucking got it over me, you cocksucker.
Yeah, well, because that's such a huge fight. Like Nate Diaz, man, just such a legend in the fucking MMA community.
Dude,
such
seeing him get slept, there would be part of me that'd be like, oh. But I, like I said, I like Jake.
It's hard not to love Nate.
It's hard not to fucking love
He's
Nate,
so cool,
dude.
Man. Yeah, such a fun time when I interviewed him. So okay, then we got also another fight coming up. Obviously, KSI and Fury.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that's gonna go? This is obviously boxing.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy can box. He's a good boxer. The only time I really watched him fight was when he fought Jake. He's good at jab, and he understands boxing. He really, really does. KSI is just – he's athletic, and he hits hard, and he's fast. Like, he's just an athletic, and he's kind of been boxing a little bit. You can tell when he has a fight going, he boxes a lot. But it's not been his lifestyle. I don't know. If I had a guess, I'd say Tommy probably picks him apart. Tommy could probably finish KSI.
Yeah. I think so, too. I mean, he beats him in every other stat, too. I was looking at the stats. Like, he's, like, taller, younger,
yeah,
heavier, all this shit.
But, I mean, I don't – not too familiar with KSI. They're just fucking hearing his name a bunch. But because he's, what, in the UK?
Yeah, he's, like, the biggest UK YouTuber, I think, ever.
Yeah, and they have their old Sideman channel.
Yeah, massive. Like, he's huge.
They're fucking killing it, yeah. But I don't know. I that's a fight, like, if there's nothing going on, it's Saturday night, and it's during – you know, is it in the UK?
Yeah, it's in Manchester.
See if it's like a random fucking. I might watch it. It's not like
Logan Dildon.
Oh, if Logan's on there, Logan Dildo is on there. I'm 100% watching that. Mm-hmm. That's a fight that gets me excited for sure.
Yeah. Damn, bro. I just wonder. Like, I wonder when the influencers are gonna start moving towards MMA.
No, there's too much different shit you gotta do in MMA. Like, if one guy wrestled in high school and the other guy's never wrestled in his life, it's like, all right, the guy that wrestled is gonna fucking take him down. And it's just
there's just so many areas to develop. Boxing, it's like, okay, boxing's easy to watch.
But like, we, you know, like, if you talked about influencers doing this boxing shit and Jake Paul taking this serious, like, if you were years ago saying this, you would have been the same shit. True. Like, nah, it's not gonna happen. And like, look at this shit. He's about to fucking box Nate Diaz.
Like, if Logan fought KSI in MMA, Logan would fucking kill him.
Yeah,
I don't think depending on KSI wrestled, but I don't think they wrestle over there. Yeah, I mean, in a boxing fight, they fought and it's whatever, it was close. But in an MMA fight, Logan would be able. He's a good wrestler. You like, saw him fucking grapple with Paulo Costa. Motherfucker can grapple.
And you get fatigued in boxing, like you do. You get fucking tired. Yeah. But MMA is a whole different story. How fatigued you fucking get, dude. And I think a lot of those influencers would feel that and be like, fuck. They'd roll with a brown belt or a purple belt or a black belt in jiu-jitsu and be like, Jesus Christ.
You know?
I've been there.
Holy fuck.
And you can hit mitts and like train for that, and it's kind of like fun. It looks good. You're hitting mitts. You're running. You're hitting the bag. MMA is just a whole nother fucking story. You got too much shit.
Bro, I think it's going to go there, though.
Be sick.
I think that's the next iteration of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, you could be right for sure. I'd watch if they're characters for sure. I mean, who knows? Jake could start that. Jake versus fucking Nate in MMA. I think that's the start of it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it seems.
That would be sick. I wish that was happening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, them in MMA. Who do you think would win that fight out of those two?
Nate would probably choke him.
Yeah,
for sure.
Nate would choke him.
If Jake beat Nate, that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
because there's just so many different things. There's on the fence. That's a
so
whole
why would he
world.
Just not say fuck it, take the fight? Why would he not take that fight when he calls him out?
Ooh,
at
Nate?
The presser? Yeah,
Nate. Yeah.
Unless Nate thinks he's going to go in there and beat his ass in boxing, he's like, there's no point.
Nate was acting like he's like, that's fucking, that's like a, he was acting like that'd be embarrassing if I fought this
kid.
I
see. It almost feels like Nate does not like want to promote this shit at all. He just don't give a fuck. Like he's like, it's almost like
a joke. Maybe, yeah.
Like it's kind of corny.
But it could be, who knows? That could be like, he's kind of nervous. Like, fuck, I don't want the more.
You can sense he can tell Jake can box. He can tell Jake's a fucking
he knows
boxer.
That.
Yeah.
He's talked about it. I mean, even talked to him off camera. He's like, he knows the kid's taking it serious. He knows it's not like a fucking game fight, you know?
Yeah.
Taking it serious for sure.
I'm excited for it regardless.
I'm excited as fuck.
I'm hyped.
Super fucking excited. So when are you going to come back out to LA?
After this fight, I'd like to get out there. I've been telling Bobby Lee I'm going to hop on his podcast for fucking so long, but I haven't been back to LA for a long time. After this fight, I'd like to go out there for sure. I got some shit I could do out there. Come over. You still in the same spot, right?
Yeah.
Same place. Train. Yeah. So probably after this fight for sure. What is it? August. And then we got September, October. I'd probably be able to fuck around for a month. And then if I want to fight in December, get back into camp like shortly after.
Would you roll around and do some rolling with me? I'm not saying fight me. I'm just saying let me roll around with you a little bit.
Yeah.
Not serious. You know,
no, I know. He's just a big fucker. I just, you know, that's like me saying, do I want to go snowboard and hit some jumps? Like risk some shit?
But,
I don't know.
But he wouldn't slam you and
no,
stuff.
No, I wouldn't go hard.
I honestly would
just want to learn.
No, I would want to see you and Tim go pretty hard.
I'll do it.
No, that'd be sweet. Yeah, we'll definitely want to come out there. We could hit some bench press and shit.
Yeah, some bench.
Introduce me some of them fucking mamacitas you'd be fucking posting with. I actually wouldn't even want to go there. I would be too. I'd bark at chicks. I'd be too horny. I'd have to J off like 3 times before we head to the gym.
Yeah.
So I could just be normal.
Do you like you like fit chicks?
Not jacked.
Not jacked.
A good back.
A good back.
I'm not into super, super jacked, but I'm also.
What's super, super jacked, though? Like, you know?
I guess.
Buck 50.
No, I mean, it depends on how tall you are. I don't. I like big shoulders and muscles and abs. Like, would I hit? Yeah. But. I don't know. It depends. Like, sometimes I want a juicy girl. Sometimes I want like a skinny chick. I don't know. I literally go through different phases. This motherfucker. I wish I had his brain.
What?
Wait. Why? Why? Why?
What, bitch?
His standards are just so
bullshit.
Bro, your standards are
no,
bad.
No, just a good range. They're broad. Just a good variety of chicks.
Yeah.
He's got a good. He respects all women. I do too, but like he respects like in a different way.
Wait. Yeah, you could say that.
He would fuck some seriously. No, I'm kidding. But if it's 3 a.m.
You would too. You would too.
No. Yo. It depends. No.
Tim, is that true?
No. He has good. He has funny standards. Put it that way.
That's not true? Come on.
I mean, what are we talking here?
Yeah.
No, okay. He's actually been on good. You got a good
Are you
run.
Talking about like fours?
The thing is I haven't really seen him hook up with an ugly chick, but I also know he wouldn't tell me.
That's fair.
So it's like, if he
that's accurate.
That's fair. Yeah. You just slide it in, you'd be like, oh, that never happened.
Yeah, he's good at being like, oh, that was a dream.
That was a dream. Let's talk about dream. You ask him about his dreams because he's not smoking. Bro, or
my vivid ass dreams, not smoking weed.
Is
for
it
sure.
any about the fight?
I haven't had one about the fight. Some have been sexual. Most of them are sexual, probably.
Do you actually take inventory of like your dreams? Like, do you take like? Do you ever?
I mean, I just last two and a half weeks have just been so much more vivid. It's kind of like you just remember them. One time, I had a vivid dream of like Sono had a semi parked outside, and I went to go put it in park and started rolling down the hill, and then the fucking it hit the electric wires, and then it caused a fire in this neighborhood. It was so fucking vivid. It was I woke up and I just remembered it like it actually happened. I was like, damn, what if that was actually happening in another different universe? Like I was just seeing it for a little bit.
You've been burning, smoking much?
I stopped smoking. Yeah,
completely.
Yeah, man.
Edibles too.
Yeah, like I love them. Like I love edibles. I love smoking, but I just do a little too much and I'm just bad anxiety, man.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's for me, like, I don't know if it's just a mindset thing overall, like where like maybe it's I'm worried about certain things and then like if I smoke, it gets worse. Or it's just like, just in general, like my body just sometimes, if it's just, I'm too high, just
doesn't
like it.
Dude, the quality of your marijuana is such a real thing that people, we talk about it and they're like, yeah, whatever. You go get some shitty weed just at any dispensary that doesn't say it's organic, outdoor grown, quality marijuana. You're smoking pesticides. You're smoking shit that just unhealthy weed. So you take too much of that. It's like, yeah, you're going to get that fucking anxiety. You take some good quality puffs off some good quality weed with a quality vaporizer or something, and it's different.
Yeah, that was the time. I was with Steve before I came here, and he was saying the same thing about the edibles he eats, like super clean. He's like just straight up different type of high.
Yeah.
So you, I mean, how long you been smoking for?
Since I moved down to Arizona, probably 20, so 8 years.
Yeah. So you think that's for sure a thing?
I think the quality of the weed is 100. I mean, it's no different than the quality of food you eat. You eat organic fucking meat or you eat McDonald's. You feel it. You feel different.
Yeah. I need to start taking better inventory of that because, like, maybe that's the reason why, like, I'll just be like, oh, this is way too much.
Well, dude, and are you taking a bong rip or a joint or something?
Just a little joint. But it's like sometimes it's got Keef on it, some, like, wild brand. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays in California, they're just trying to get quantity, like, so much out. They don't give a fuck what they spray on it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the big deal. We have a guy here that hooks us up with just fucking such quality organic shit that I literally, if I had some shitty weed or no weed, I would pick no weed for sure. There's no point. Yeah. I don't like smoking shitty weed. I get that anxiety kind of head rush. Like, I don't want to be high feeling from shitty weed.
Yeah. So I think it's really real what you're saying then, because I can definitely relate. There's times when it's like, I feel this is perfect.
Yeah.
And then there's times where I'm like, this is just way, just so uncomfortable. I don't like it. So I've just chosen not to do it recently.
Yeah, there's different strains, too, that'll make you feel different ways, too. But yeah, I do believe the quality is important. Just
you,
like anything.
You hit energy drinks much?
Yeah, probably too much.
What kind?
Well, I'm sponsored by the Gym Weed. I like it, but I think sometimes I'm consistently drinking too many energy drinks.
Dude, yeah. Too much caffeine. Florida. Fucking.
Yeah.
Bro, I had, so I've been, I do caffeine in the morning, do my morning workout, and then in the afternoon I don't do caffeine. I'll do like just some amino acids and some Vitargo or something like that. But I had sparring Wednesday at 3 p.m., which is, so I was like, God, I want a little boost. I'm doing 5 fucking rounds with 5 fresh guys. I had some green tea, a little, probably too much. I felt that I was in bed at like 10 p.m. and I could just feel the little bit of caffeine. I'm very sensitive to drugs anyway.
Me too.
And so I felt, I'm like, fuck. Usually this time and I can pass out, but I could feel that little bit of caffeine rushing through my veins. Just a little bit. And it fucked with my sleep that night. But caffeine is, people, drink 200 milligrams at 2 p.m. That's insane. I probably drank 75 milligrams.
Jacob shotguns monsters, smokes a ciggy, and goes to sleep.
Damn, that's fire.
Well, editors, you know, editors are wild like that.
Yeah.
But I relate to that sensitivity in caffeine and drugs in general. If I drink, I realize if I drink caffeine past like 5 o'clock, I'm literally not going to bed.
Caffeine has a half life of 8 hours. So if you drink 100 milligrams of caffeine in 8 hours, you'll still have like 50 milligrams of caffeine in your body. So you're drinking, I try not to really do it depending on my day past like noon, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do it.
But it's hard. I mean, if you got a podcast and you got to go to the gym and you got to go train, and you got to do a video and it's like fucking all this shit.
Yeah, it definitely gets difficult.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think for most people listening, like definitely a rule of thumb, like I would never drink it past 5 o'clock for sure. You're going to fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people in general just drink too much caffeine, like 100%. Way too much caffeine.
Yeah.
And then they become dependent on it where it's like if they don't do it, they're just completely in the
shitter. Well, then their chemicals are all fucked up. And yeah, I've been obsessed with sleep for a long time too. So I'm
I
remember.
That's why I wanted to talk to you about this like vivid dreaming stuff. Have you done anything like any work in like that space of like, you know, the vivid dreams and trying to keep inventory of your dreams and trying to see what they mean, or you just say fuck it?
I've never looked too far into it, like, oh, what does this mean, what does this mean, just because they're so fucking just random. Like, or if I'm fucking horny as fuck thinking about a chick, like I'll have a dream fucking her, that's always sweet. I try to do that sometimes.
Just, I go to sleep like thinking I'm gonna go into this.
Wow. No, I'm kidding, but that would be fire. But yeah, I haven't really thought about too deep. Like, I know some people have done
some serious stuff
and like looked into it, but I've never really been too on that.
So sleep is, obviously we talked about this before, but sleep is one of the most important things that you track.
Yeah, sleep, Oura Ring. It's cool. We have like they added a circle so you can add, like Tim has an Oura Ring, Emron, we're in a little group and then you can see everyone's sleep and recover and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Have you noticed that really affects your actual performance? When you see like the, what is it, HRV? What is it?
It's called readiness on ours. It's interesting because Oura has a new algorithm. So like what they were looking at like 2 years ago, if I was constantly getting like 90 sleep scores, and then they add the new algorithm and they're tracking deep sleep differently. And you're like, what the fuck? I was getting 3 hours of deep sleep and now I'm only getting an hour and a half. It's just because the algorithm. So you can't look into it too much because it's not perfect, but it's a good indicator. But for me, if I'm like, I didn't work out on days it says you should probably rest, like then I would train twice a week. Like, you got to push through those days and you just got to know, all right, it's, you know, usually I can have a pretty good idea when I wake up how my sleep score and readiness is going to be. I've been doing Oura Ring for like 5 years. It's fucking, I have a lot of data. I actually had a sleep scientist come to my house a couple days ago. And we did like a crazy study with a bunch of shit all over my body. And then they have a sleep image ring, like a different ring. Like they said it's an Oura Ring, like just the best type of ring you could monitor it. But it's not for sale. It's strictly for like science. So I've been working with
you. Did a sleep study.
Yeah, I've been doing a very in-depth sleep study the last through this camp. So I'm curious to see what that they're gonna have, like a sleep protocol for me. I don't know what that means or what it's gonna look like, but it's cool to have like sleep scientists analyzing my sleep.
Do you have other, what other like forms of like non-combat training stuff do you really emphasize?
It's funny. I journal every single fight camp. I do it outside of camp too, but not as much. But in fight camp, it's funny. I can go back and look at every single fight camp, pretty much. Probably the last five whatever years, and like look, because I have 17 days to the fight, 16 days to the fight, and I can go read every what I did every single day and what I weighed and stuff. So journaling was a huge one.
You've been meditating much?
Yeah, my meditation in the mornings, I fucking that's always, that's like in and out of camp that's something I have to do.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of 20-minute meditations during the day too. Usually they turn into naps, but they're in that weird phase to where it's like you don't know if you're sleeping or not. Awake, you're like floating when you I can feel my muscles like pulsing. I feel like when I can feel that, I can feel my muscles recovering. Like I can, it's weird, but that's fucking been a big part of camp too, is 20-minute meditations like in the middle of the days for recovery. Just to like, that's kind of my caffeine. That's like, I'm like, fuck, I have to train again later. I'm gonna hit this, fucking dunk in the cold and get after it.
What do you like about the journaling? Which is funny because Stein would always give me shit on the journaling. But what do you like about the journaling? Just to keep track of things?
Something soothing about it. Something just like writing it down. Just fucking, I don't know. Reading it back is really, really cool. I like that. I've been enjoying that a lot. Tracking everything, I think it's important for fighters and to do, or just athletes anyway. How are you feeling this far out? You know, what were you dealing with this camp and stuff? So that's nice, but it's something soothing, just fucking writing, just sitting there. I don't write a lot. Sometimes I write a page, sometimes I write half a page, sometimes I'll write in the morning and then I'll come back and write, you know, what time it is and write again. But it's something soothing about it. I don't know.
Like it's like a different form of meditation almost.
Yeah,
that's why I like it.
A different form of meditation. Yeah,
because you can push those thoughts out there that maybe like you have been bouncing around, like things that you're trying to figure out, and if you put them on paper, it just makes it more clear for you to like decipher it.
Yeah, you gotta be careful though. Our boy got caught. He smashed some biscuits and he wrote in his journal, and his girl read it. R.I.P.
Done for.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Is that a true story?
100%.
Fuck, I thought you were trolling.
No, he wrote it.
Whoa!
He smashed at my house. Smashed some. I had a party at my house, and he smashed some chick. And he wrote it in his journal, and she fucking read it. That's funny. That's one thing, too, with Danny. Like, she's never read, I mean, as far as I know, anything. She's never broken that line of privacy, ever.
Yeah.
That's where, like, it's like a huge fucking deal. It's like,
you got a real one, man.
Yeah. I've been with Danny for fucking 8 years or so. I know he'd never fucking remember something like that. And, yeah. Once it's that long, and you like, hopefully she like, this is forever type shit. Like, I want to have more kids with you. She's a good baby mom and stuff, but it's like, yeah, as long as she lets me be me, shit's going to be all right.
Yeah, I respect it. I love it. Well, I think, what else you guys have to do? Do you have another training?
Tim's got to teach. I got to go. I just got a farm. I just bought a farm. I got to go
to a farm.
Yeah, I bought a farm. Well, I mean, like it's 20 minutes from here. There's a cow and 15 chickens and
4 acres,
a tortoise. Yeah, it's fucking dope.
Are you going to build anything there for training or just?
I'm building a fucking 4,000 square foot warehouse right now. 50 by 80. It's going to be fucking, I'm going to put a full size octagon in there.
And you can turf.
You're going to Mark Zuckerberg. You saw he put an octagon in his house.
Did you really?
His wife got mad. Did you see that?
In his house?
Not in his house, like in his property. And she was like, funny. Yo, I just got this grass or some shit nice.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm going to put, yeah, it's going to be pimped out. But yeah, that's plan. Hopefully I can get that up by like October because I want to, you know, be able to spar and shit in there for the big cage, dude. People, it's like there's a small cage in the UFC and then there's a big cage in the UFC. The big cage is 44% bigger. It's damn near twice as big.
What does this cage relate to?
Small cage.
Yeah. So the bigger cage is 44% bigger than
that. Yeah, big cage is fucking big, dude.
Because that cage is bigger than I thought.
Yeah, it's a big cage. You know, so that's, you know, that's another thing that gives me a lot of confidence going against Aljo is like, he's lucky there's a cage in general. Like, taking someone down in the open is way fucking harder than pinning someone up against the fence and taking them down. So the big cage is definitely going to play a big role. But yeah, it's hard to find places that have big cages because they are so massive. So building that one out there is going to be super beneficial.
So do you plan to stay in Arizona like for good, or would you move anywhere?
This summer's been brutal. I wouldn't mind. We were thinking, you know, maybe Prescott, Flagstaff, Sedona up there. It gets way cooler. Maybe looking for a summer place, summer house. Maybe even next summer, depending on how shit goes. But it's tricky because, like, well, fuck, if you have a fight and it's like, am I able to do that? But yeah, I think living in Arizona for a long time for now, especially with Tim, he has the gym here. He's got all his students I wouldn't move anywhere unless Tim did, so I don't think Tim's moving anytime soon.
Damn, yeah. That bond's real.
Yeah, it would be weird fucking living somewhere and be like, I guess we could play Call of Duty together sometimes. But yeah, it would be weird living somewhere without him.
So. You been playing COD much?
No, I don't play any video games. No.
Fell off.
I mean, I'll play some, like, I was playing Diablo because that just came out, the remake, or number 4 came out. but they made it really similar to like the original ones, and I played that back in the day.
This might be the first fight camp, I want to say, ever that I haven't been gaming.
Is it just because of the seriousness of it, or?
I was like, okay, I need to take these 2 hours of gaming that I'm doing and rest and recover and take shit to the next level. Because
there is that stimulus for sure of like playing.
It's exhausting. I was streaming too. I was fucking screaming. Like,
oh yeah.
I get a kill, I'm hyped, I die, I'm pissed. Like, I was up and down, and I'd go off and I'd be like, oh, I'm exhausted. But I always managed it in camp. Like, I wouldn't game every day. But this is the first camp I haven't streamed in, I think, forever.
Like your whole career.
Yeah. At least as long as, I mean, not, I haven't streamed my whole career, but I gamed my whole fucking life. So yeah, it's the first time I haven't game.
Damn, it's fucking serious. I'm so excited for this fight, man. I'm so excited for the fight.
August 19th. It's a big fight. It's like, I talked to some people at the UFC. They're doing like they're actually doing this documentary. UFC's doing a documentary. They've never really done one. Well, it's on the UFC with like Hunter and Dana, and like I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about it, but they have a couple fighters. But yeah, they're filming this documentary, and it's gonna be fucking sweet. It's gonna be some behind the scenes shit, like with the UFC negotiations and meetings and stuff. So I don't know what it's gonna be. I'll be like, but the UFC is doing it, and they were saying like there's some big fucking buzz about this fight. Like this feels like a massive fight, which it doesn't feel like that to me. It literally feels like another fight. I don't feel any different than any of my other fights. I don't feel like, oh shit, this one's huge.
But you changed up your gaming for it.
Yeah, but.
You mean just like in general, the idea is not.
Yeah, it literally just feels like another fight. It's two extra rounds. That's the biggest difference. It's five rounds. And I'm fighting the best guy in the division. But mentally, I'm not overthinking it. Like, oh yeah. Fuck, this is it. This is the one. This is the big one. Like.
I'm so stoked for this fight, man.
Fuck yeah.
So you're thinking knockout? You got to get him.
Oh, fuck yeah. 100%. Think knockout. I will forever say that. What's your prediction? What do you want to do? I want to knock this dude out cold every fight. That's always what I want to do. That's always what I've wanted to do my entire career. Even when I was boxing and kickboxing, like, I would try to go in there and fucking knock someone out. And I've knocked a lot of people out, so this add them to the list.
Bro, I'm so excited for this fight. So the 19th. Boston, Massachusetts. I'll be there. I'm gonna make sure I'm there.
Gotta be there.
Obviously you're gonna be there. And then after the fight, do you go out? Do we go out after the fight?
Well, the thing is it's the East Coast, so by the time the fight rolls around, it'll probably be like 11:30, 12. Like, it's gonna be fucking August 20th by the time I goddamn fight. Oh, but then after, you got at least an hour of media. But before that hour of media, you gotta go, you know, cool off, maybe shower up, So I probably won't even get out of the arena till 2 a.m. and Boston closes at 2 a.m. They don't have anything open. They don't have clubs after 2 a.m. or anything. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, depends how the fight goes. You know, I fucking go out there, lose, I probably ain't going to really want to party. I go out there and knock them out. Let's fucking find some hookers and some cocaine, baby. Let's go.
Or it's almost like, let that just sink in. Have that belt. Let it sink in. Have a good meal and then just plan a real rager with the belt.
I like the coach. I like.
No,
the
yeah. I don't think there's going to be. I was kidding. I don't think there's going to be much to do.
Yeah, no. It's not like Vegas, because Vegas is like,
oh yeah, we'll find something to do.
Or Miami.
Oh. Bro.
No, I'll find, depends. Well, you know, get on the jet, head back home, and like you said, plan a real fucking party.
Yo, so Steve Will Do It sent me a question. This is a question for, God. This is a good question, actually. It's really interesting. This is for Tim. Ask Tim about post-jerk mindset versus pre-jerk.
That's a good question there, Steven.
Good God. Like, some days, I mean, you feel like a predator when you're
when you're loaded, fuck, when you're loaded.
Nothing safe. Like, yeah, it's just brutal. I mean, you guys can relate.
Yeah.
You could do some dumb shit. Like, dumb shit.
See, that's where we're different. Like, I'm so stoic.
But then you bust and you're so like, stoic. Wow, I can't believe I was even.
I've done something like that.
You have too, Brad. I mean,
I have. I'm not even going to pretend like I haven't had moments like that where I'm like, why did I just do that?
Every guy that's a straight male, that's, well, even though gays probably do that, go through that.
Same
shit. Too.
Same,
like,
shit.
God, I can't believe I fucked him. Oh, someone's going to clip that.
God damn it, Steve.
Who cares? It's funny. Yeah, but so do you think it affects, like, I mean, are you looking out for that? Because I feel like based on what he was saying, maybe you fuck some. Sounds like some dirty.
No, he's been on some good. He's been on a good tear the last couple of years. I've given. Like I said, he wouldn't tell me though. But I haven't seen him smash any Uggs. But if I say, hey, would you smash her, and she's not cute, he'd be like, Yeah, probably, but I wouldn't tell you. So that's how I know. Like,
you have too, Brad.
I have. Don't. I have. But this is but time ago.
Yeah, of course.
Same. My shit's changed. You know, yeah. Elevated. Oh man, you think jerking like affects training?
Oh fucking hell yeah.
Yeah, I think so. 100%. I think so. You come in there sharp, energy. You're feeling like a bull compared to just feeling like a limp noodle.
Oh god, you bust before hard practice, bro. That is not a good idea. I've done that time too many, and it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I still do it. Sometimes I still do it. I fucked Danny this morning before I had to do a hard workout, and I was like, I knew I shouldn't have.
Maybe it's a different level of training. You got to go even harder.
Yeah, well, I had like a long, hour-long threshold workout to where I was holding my heart rate at like 180 today for an hour.
Oh,
so it was like,
shit.
And I was on the Aerodyne, so it was like, I have a pretty high heart rate, so it wasn't like, it was a hard workout. But I still, I'm like, I went in, slipped it in. And
but 180 for an hour, dude, that's serious.
That's fucking
intense. I'm in good shape. I'm in fucking really good. I mean, I need to be doing shit like that or this close to this fight. But yeah, it's
Fuck, that's intense as fuck.
I have a high heart rate. Yeah, like, I have a high heart rate. Like,
for an hour.
I'm not sprinting for an hour, yeah. But.
Still. You been seeing Steve much, hanging out at all?
Yeah, well, just recently. I was just in Vegas with him. Fuck. But prior to that, I haven't seen him much, no.
Mm. Missed that fucker, dude. And I wish he was on YouTube bad, seriously. Bro.
Every time I see him, I think the same thing. I think, I don't know, man.
He's doing good.
He's doing good. I know he's doing good. I just know it's like he definitely has like, where should he put his energy work-wise? I know he's kind of dealing with that, struggling there. Because it's just like, you know, the other platforms are great, and he's able to post there, like, you know, Rumble and stuff like that. But, like, the reach, right, to grow is not necessarily the same that you would have on YouTube.
He's still getting a mill views, though, and shit on Rumble, which is impressive as fuck.
But it's, like, direct audience, right, that he's cultivated over the time. Yeah. Versus, like, now if we talk about moving forward.
Finding random people.
Finding new people. Yeah. Like,
he's got everyone on Rumble watching his shit.
Yeah.
So he's got to try to find out how to get people to Rumble.
Yeah, he's driven direct traffic. So now it's like, where could he get people to go see his videos, like, organically? Like, how is he reaching more people?
I know. I always try to retweet when he posts his shit. When he posts his videos, just fucking, because I know I feel bad for him too.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like eventually, I don't know. I do believe that eventually they'll come around. Maybe not let him like post again, but at least let him show up in videos and like be on podcasts and stuff. That would be fucking amazing. Yeah,
which he don't give a fuck.
The higher ups on YouTube are in LA, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I think what it seemed like is because like once he got kicked off, he was like pretty vocal about getting kicked off, and I think they didn't like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but like, I know he's really cooled it down, and like, hopefully like they'll let him come back. Cause like I said, even just being content, cause I miss that. Like I go hang out with him. We work out. And it's like, I'm this awkward, like I can't really film you, but it's like, you're my boy and we're here, and I always film everything. So it's like, I'm still here regardless, but it's like, it's a weird dynamic for sure.
Have you reached out to the Top G at all?
Oh, yeah. Top G's free today, right?
Oh yeah.
Nope. He's free.
Well, I've been WhatsApping him and asking him. I want to do an interview with him, but I'm curious, like, you say free.
He's got not on house arrest.
Not on house arrest.
And he's not going back to jail.
That's
what Garrett texted us today, right?
So, but he has to stay in Romania is what I understand.
Mm, okay.
But, I want to fly out there and interview him for sure.
Hell yeah. See his pad would be cool.
Yeah. I just think it's, you know what's so funny about that whole Tate thing? Is like, you have these, like, you know, everyone on, you know, everyone the side, political, whatever spectrum bullshit. And they're all attacking and hating this guy, like saying whatever they can to like make him look like, oh, he's this bad guy, this person that they're painting this picture to be. And then it's interesting how like, well, if he's that guy, then why is the case? Why is it falling apart?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if it was that definitive of evidence to like prove that these like really terrible things happened, then like, why would he be getting further away from being locked up? And not going close.
I think it's pretty clear. I mean, it's pretty clear they don't have shit against him, and he's, you know, they would have found something by now.
I just find it so interesting that, like, you know, there's a blog, like whatever other channels that are really like anti-Tate, anti-this, anti-that. And they would make everyone that watches them believe that like this guy's really this terrible human. And like, they just push that narrative. And then it's like, I just find it funny when it's like the reverse starts to happen. Cause like, if he was that terrible human, that they would fucking lock his ass up and he'd be locked up. So I really do find that interesting. Like just in general, if we're just talking about the internet, there's just like, I don't know if you guys noticed it or not. I talked with Steve a bit about it. I did a pod with him that obviously I can't post on YouTube, but just the general, like I'm not trying to get real political and shit here, but like the world's in a really weird place with just like media, news, like pushing people here or there towards like political shit. It's like, it's getting fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're a fighter. You're not fucking.
I listen to Rogan. That's where I get all my fucking news from.
Do you think the Twitter is going to reach a whole new level than it was at?
You mean because X?
Elon? X? X, yeah. Absolutely. I do think Twitter slash X, what we call it. I think it's going to be completely. I think he's focused on like, he wants to make that like an everything app. Mm. Like, I think he's going to put like crypto stuff in there, like where you could trade. He's going to put like, I think they're going to put long format, like more focus on long format content. It looks like they're trying to do everything.
Yeah.
And I think he's the guy of all the guys who could do it, you know, because like, they're so focused on, even with this like monetization thing for creators, like they're giving like all the monetization to creators unless you pass like $100,000 a month, then they're taking like 12% or something like that, which is like nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to other platforms. So like they're really trying to be competitive.
Damn.
So I think Twitter, the place, like, and then couple that with like not censoring what people are saying, and like, you know, because I can't go on certain platforms and say certain things and it's just like, I know it's going to get demonetized or restricted or whatever. And, you know, Twitter is like really anti that. So they're setting themselves up to be a really, really massive player, I feel like, in the social media space.
Especially with his brain behind it. Who knows? It could fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, he's huge. But it's just the world is such an interesting place now with all this, like, everyone is just like, I don't know. They're like set up to attack each other. Everyone's just set up to attack each other and disagree. It's getting weird, fucking weird, man.
Weird time to be live. Fuck, Brad. I feel like we could talk forever.
Yeah, we got
to
get going.
We got to fucking go. I got to get going, too.
Yeah, sorry.
You're the man, bro.
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you,
thank
brother.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks
we'll
for coming.
See you August 19th.
Yes, sir. So subscribe to the fucking channel, podcast, iTunes, YouTube. Show love. Drop a good comment. We love you guys. We're out of here.